Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Good morning. It is 6.06 a.m. Welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Everyone have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Very lovely.
Sylvia went outside and actually like laid by the pool this weekend, which is totally abnormal for her.
You saw sun?
Yeah, I think I got some color, too. Yeah. Like a smidge.
No.
I did.
No, you're still like an alabaster white.
No, I'm not. I got like a little bit of color.
I am darker than you.
Yeah.
That's true, he is.
But you were traveling, you were in Southern California weekend. You got to see the kind of a historic moment if you're a baseball fan, like Albert Pujols hitting his 600th home run.
Yeah, I mean, there's only been 8 other guys in history who've done that, so 9 including him.
Pretty big deal.
I grew up in St. Louis. Pujols was a Cardinal. I'm not a huge Pujols fan, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Because he left?
He sold out. I mean, it'd be worse if he sold out and stayed in the NL. So yeah. I don't hate the guy. Just I'm not a fan of his anymore.
But I mean, he hits a grand slam.
Yeah,
I mean that's pretty awesome. And it was at his home stadium.
But the problem was, I was there with my girlfriend, and she is a massive Minnesota Twins fan.
Right.
And so I would much rather go to see them win than that.
Did you pull like the wrestling heel and you're like, boo?
Yeah, we booed. We booed. Did you? Like when we were down in Houston, you know, because the Angels and the Astros played quite a bit.
Yeah.
And went to a bunch of the Angels games while we were down there and booed mercilessly while we were down there. And so, I mean, being in Anaheim Stadium, a little bit more respectful to the Bulls. Yeah. But yes, certainly history. I will probably never be in person again when a player hits 600 home runs.
600 home runs and a grand slam at that. Like that's pretty awesome.
That is cherry on top.
That's the way to
do it. But he hit it off one of his friends, a guy I used to play with.
Whatever.
So I was like,
whatever. That's the point of having pitcher friends.
Fair enough.
Make me look good.
Hey, I got to hit my 600th home run. Would prefer it to be a grand slam. Why don't you walk a couple of guys before I get up?
That's kind of what happened. Crack. But yeah, did that. Went down to Disney. It was overall, I would say, a nice little weekend.
He went on the Little Mermaid ride.
I did.
Oh, you did.
I did.
Weirder than Mahoney on a Little Mermaid ride.
No, the only reason I did that is despite Sylvia, because every time she's ever been to Disney, it's been closed.
Yeah, oh, really? The last time it was closed.
And
for
you're
maintenance.
A huge Little Mermaid fan, yeah.
Yeah. So
okay. And like all he did was like send me a picture.
Yeah.
Horrible.
What was I supposed to do?
Yeah.
Take pictures inside or take video.
FaceTime you the entire time he's on the ride.
Sylvia, I like to live in the moment.
On the other side with like a really jealous face like, ooh.
I hate you.
I hate you.
I'm tanning right now by the pool. So this weekend, unfortunately, another terrorist attack in London happened on Saturday. Here's an eyewitness talking about what happened, but multiple fatalities again, just horrible situation.
I turned onto the bridge on the left-hand side here. I saw a body on the left. There was a car with a hazard lights on. It was a cyclist, so I thought it was just another accident of a cyclist. And then I saw two bodies on the right-hand side, so towards northbound. And then I had to stop at the traffic lights, and I saw another body on the left next to the bus stop.
Armed police arrested 12 people, including 4 women, at a East London tower block in connection with the terror attack.
And they killed the people who did it, too.
Yeah. Wow.
Which is good.
Yep.
Wish they would have done that, you know, prior to whatever this horrible, horrific terrorist act would have happened. But, you know, the people of London responded as well. There was a story that came out, you know, even though all this tragedy. And we were talking about this, you know, a couple weeks ago. Look for the people who are running towards the problem. And there was a guy, there's a big story that's going around right now of this English barman who like fought off a couple of
chucked a stool at him
and bottles and just was trying to get their attention and got it away. And then, you know, gave them enough time for the police to get there and, you know, take care of what they needed to do. So it's like the fact that you're seeing, you know, citizens fight back as well. It's a horrible, awful tragedy, but looking for the nice things. You know, the heroes in these moments.
Yeah, like Mr. Rogers said.
Yeah,
look for the helpers in those moments. Yeah. And on Sunday, it didn't deter them from doing that enormous concert in Manchester.
Huge.
You're like, okay.
So I'm glad this
happens on Saturday, you know.
It was late Saturday.
A couple of weeks removed from when this huge concert's supposed to be happening. Everyone's already shaken from what originally happened at the Ariana Grande concert.
And then you add this event on top of it.
Yeah, the day before, and you're like, man, like, are they even going to go forward with this? Well, sure enough, they did. huge success. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys were able to catch any of it. I watched a lot of it because they actually did a really nice job streaming it basically on every single platform.
Oh, yeah.
So I caught a bunch of it on YouTube and a bunch of it on Facebook. But Ariana Grande, you know, she was the one that ended up closing out the show. But they had so many cool performances, like the guy from Mumford & Sons opened the show.
Yeah,
and then
which
they
was
had
beautiful.
Yeah, and then they had Oasis reform. Which is unbelievable.
That is unreal to pull Noel and Liam together in the same room. I mean, it's amazing to see them put aside, you know, those differences that they've had for a long time to raise money for, you know, the victims of this horrible terrorist attack.
And they said they've raised $12 million.
That's crazy.
And $3 million was raised just during the actual concert itself.
Awesome. Wow.
But speaking of putting differences aside, so Liam Gallagher of Oasis has been known to be a bit challenging as far as a personality goes to deal with.
Out of the Gallagher brothers, he's the bigger ass, certainly.
Can you understand him when he's talking?
Well, he has said some pretty pointed things about not only his brother, but also the band Coldplay in the past, calling them a total bag of S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they were actually on stage together and performed. Like, lived together forever, which I thought was really cool. But then Coldplay, like, they embraced on stage again, you know, sort of like, okay, like, you know, we may have said some things about each other in the past, but, like, this is a much greater cause. And I thought it was really cool. Chris Martin and the band Coldplay were actually on stage with Ariana Grande, and they played Don't Look Back in Anger.
Oh, wow.
And it was just a really cool moment. I'm going to play it for you to start the show today. X107.5.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
Sounded pretty awesome, huh? All right, so blooper reel's coming up in just a moment here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. It was originally aired on Friday, but I figured we should play it today to inspire us to be better this week.
No, you guys be better.
Okay, here we go.
I just jinxed myself for the rest of the week.
I knew she was
going to
turn
on
us, Mahoney. I knew it. Also, some good news on that ride-sharing bill that Dick Carrillo tried to sneak in, trying to stifle Uber and Lyft from happening here in Las Vegas. We'll share that with you. And Wonder Woman was a smash hit this weekend.
Yeah.
We'll tell you how much cash it brought in.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Guys, let's make this the week that we're better, okay? Let's make this the week that we're our hashtag best self.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Not feeling the motivation?
No.
All right. So to inspire us to be better this week, a little reminder of how bad we were last week with a replay of the blooper reel.
It's the blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Yeah, he asked if he understood the alphabet, and he said, yes, I can recite the entire national anthem backwards.
If he could do the national, if he could sing the national anthem in reverse, that would be amazing.
Boy.
Let's make it so we can't answer phone calls. Great.
Hang on.
Great.
Should we just play a song?
No, I'll just let you sit over there and fumble around with the screws.
Great.
Or we could play a song.
Let's play a song. I really apologize.
This is really good radio. There's people who aren't from here just amazed by lights. Oh, my God, there's a light.
Look, it's
back to the flamingo.
Look at how big that picture of Jerry Seinfeld is.
Excuse me.
Wow.
Excuse me. Mm. I'm sorry. Bally's.
Bally's.
Bally's. He's over at Bally's.
Yeah. All right. What's the correct answer? Mahoney stopped eating fast food on what date?
March 1st.
March 1st is correct. Yes.
Didn't you just give the answer?
What?
Did you give the answer earlier?
Did I say March 1st earlier, Ian?
Dave, you said it like right before we played the clip.
Really?
Yeah, right before that.
I was going to say, what was it another time?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
Why are you the worst at giving away? Excuse me. I'm sorry. Bally's. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Bally's. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Didn't you just give the answer?
Oh, just
yeah.
Didn't you just give the answer?
Bally's.
Yeah.
Didn't you just give the answer?
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Really going to try this week.
March 1st.
Probably not going to happen.
Here's Bastille and Blaine. David Mahoney, X107.5.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, there's some news breaking this morning about multiple fatalities in Orlando. According to law enforcement, it looks like it was a workplace shooting with multiple fatalities. Does not appear to be a terrorist attack of any sort right now. Just, still doesn't really matter. It's just loss of life unnecessarily. So as we get more details, we will share those with you. But that is what's going on this morning, unfortunately. Seems like every damn day.
Jesus.
It's nonstop. This is some good news. The bill that opposed ride-sharing companies here in Nevada has died.
Good.
Yes. Instead of the original version of the SB 226, which required evidence that drivers had obtained state business licenses as well as additional insurance, they have reverted back to the original version of the bill. And that means that basically the effort by some politicians to sneak in additional legislation that would make it really hard for companies like Uber and Lyft to operate in Nevada has died, because it's a stupid bill and a stupid idea, and it's directly in contrast with the public opinion
of
what should be happening.
I know you're, as a politician, deeply concerned about the taxi cab authority.
Dick.
But here's the thing.
Deeply funded by the taxi cab authority.
Allegedly.
No.
Market has,
there was the like there
just let that.
There was a lot of money that was moved around. We're not saying that it was given to any specific politician, and that,
but it was given to a lot of politicians.
Given to a lot of politicians. We're talking to the tune of over $500,000 before the 2016 election.
The people of Las Vegas have spoken with their wallets.
Yep.
Consumers said, this is what we want. Uber and Lyft are not perfect companies by any stretch of the imagination, but we're willing, as consumers, to use them because they serve a hole that was here that was not being filled by the taxi cabs.
Did you say we're willing? Like we're willing to use them to get a ride?
Willing.
Oh, okay, willing.
We're sorry, willing to use them to get a ride.
You did
mishear me, Dave. So
dissecting
politicians
everything.
Directly
just
trying to go
for bloopers, man.
Trust me, it's Monday. We're 30 minutes into the show. We got plenty of time for the week.
All right, fair enough.
But we as consumers and we as people will remember the politicians who wanted to stop this.
Yep.
Because there's no reason for it other than the fact that your own greed. You're not trying to help out the public. You're not trying to keep us safe. It's garbage.
We've said it many times on the show. Nothing against taxi cabs and taxi cab drivers.
But they're
a lot of them listen to the show, and we appreciate them.
And they're not going to go to a neighborhood to pick you up.
No, here's
it's
the thing.
It's all catering to tourists.
If you want more people to use your product, improve your product.
Yep.
Yeah.
But we can improve the product. That's exactly it. We can't improve it. You're cheating.
That was an actual quote.
I can't improve the product.
End quote.
You can't improve your product under the specifications and the ways that you feel like it still would be insanely profitable to you, but you could. But it would cost you money, and you're not willing to, which is going to cost you even more money in the long run.
Instead of shuffling, about $500,000 to a bunch of politicians, why don't you just, use that to improve your product?
I don't know. Yeah, put one or two cabs out west or up north or on the east side. Anywhere outside the strip that's not going to take an hour and a half.
Just did you make see it the, so I can hail one with my phone.
Did you see
not
the
that
other
hard. Develop an app.
Did you see the other bill that they were trying to push through? The fact that they wanted to make Uber or Lyft wait an additional 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Like just because they can get here immediately because they have a lot of people who are driving for them. But no, to keep it fair, we're going to make them not be able to pick you up for 15 minutes.
We're going to make their product worse so that way our bad product can kind of compete with them.
That's not going to make me want to get a taxi.
No.
Probably not.
It does not.
Does it make sense?
Smash hit this weekend, Wonder Woman. $101.4 million over the weekend.
Oh,
becomes the highest grossing film by a female director ever. If I'd known that it was directed by a woman, I never would have gone and seen it.
Did you go see it?
No. I actually was going to on Saturday night, but couldn't find a showing because they were sold out all over town. And great reviews, too. DC,
93% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes from the critics, 93% fresh from the audience, which is by far in the last recent years.
Definitely.
I mean, DC has really crapped the bed on their DC comic universe.
Yeah. mean, if you think about Marvel movies tend to always crush.
Pretty much every Marvel movie.
DC movies tend to be the ones that don't do so well. I mean, the last big one that came out was, what, Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
And that was just...
made a whole bunch of money.
Yeah.
But it was garbage.
Yeah.
I went and saw it. I hated it. Yeah. That was really dumb.
Yeah, I never went and saw it.
I just forwarded it to the end.
You just fast forward to the end?
You didn't even need to do that, because it kind of was a movie that was just based in just futility, you know?
Wonder Woman has overall the sixth best domestic opening at a June box office ever.
Wow.
And Patty Jenkins, again, congratulations to her. As a female director, it's the highest grossing movie ever for an opening. Wonder Woman marks a rebound for DC after a whole bunch of poor reviews after Suicide Squad and the Batman versus Superman. I never even saw that. I was so excited when I first heard about the concept.
Batman you're like, versus yes, Superman.
Sounds great. And then
it just turned out to be garbage.
So bad. So
I don't think this is going to set a trend for DC, because I think that, you know, if you make enough movies, eventually one's going to be good.
Is this
just like that little fluke?
This is the anomaly. This is not the regular. It's like occasionally there's a bad Marvel movie. Yes.
Yeah.
The rest are good. The DC ones, they're bad.
That sucks.
And this one's good.
You're putting like a lot of bad movies, but there's just one movie that's really good.
I don't know if I believe that theory, though, because if you apply that to, say, another franchise like Transformers, we have yet to see a good one.
They're all moderately okay. They're not like the worst movies ever. But they still
bad.
But here's the thing, they do very well at the box office.
That's why they continue
to make movies.
Some are blockbusters.
And it's Michael Bay. You know, Michael Bay makes big dumb explosion movies.
He is making Bad Boys 3.
Allegedly.
I'm excited about that.
I don't know, man. Will Smith was in, like I said, Will Smith could have...
Is Will Smith still cool?
No.
Honest question.
Ever since he tried to shoehorn his kid down our throat, I've been anti-Will Smith.
Yeah.
He's not down with OPP.
I don't know, man. Will Smith used to be like the smoothest, coolest, most likable movie star in all of Hollywood. And then he brings along his little snot-nosed brat kid who's just the worst.
Yeah. I don't know. I still like Will Smith.
You do?
I think I look at him still as a Fresh Prince.
I don't. That was 25 years ago.
I know it was 25 years ago.
Actually, longer than 25 years ago now at this point when it debuted.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you. Like, Will Smith used to be box office gold and just...
Sylvia, can you rap the Fresh Prince rap?
No.
So what are you going to shout out the Fresh Prince? You don't even know the theme song?
No, I know the theme song. I'm not a poser.
You're straight up a poser. Poser.
You have 1 hour to try to learn it. We're going to revisit it in 1 hour.
At
7:40 a.m. and see if you can pull it off.
You'll be hereby known as Sylvia the Poser.
That's right.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Seriously.
You have one hour to try to nail this. I'm not saying that you're lying.
Yeah.
Like, I know you'll do that.
Are you going to pull out the lyrics?
Yeah.
You better get studying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 1 hour live performance on air. No, you can have them in front of you.
Okay, good.
I just want the cadence.
Okay.
X107.5.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
A former Michigan medical examiner saying he is not convinced that Chris Cornell died of suicide. We'll share that with you in a moment. Audio of a cat arguing with its owner because it wants to go outside. Yes, I actually have the audio for you coming up.
Important stuff, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Only the important stuff here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Yeah.
And our first check of the voicemail, if you want to call the voicemail today, 702-889-7352. We are checking the voicemail for the first time now.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Checking the voicemail for the first time this morning.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney. I heard you play golf with ladies' clubs. Is that why you hit it like a girl? Hey, have Sylvia call me. She left her granny panties in my truck last night. Hey, Mahoney, maybe you should drive us. Maybe you'll hit the ball farther. Bro-ho.
Message deleted.
First off, I know plenty of women who hit the ball just as far, mm-hmm. if not further than men.
Yeah.
Second of all, it's all in the form. It is. It really is. I drive at least 250. I do, ma'am. I've straightened my drive out.
Have you?
I have.
All right.
I have.
I'd have to see.
You haven't golfed with us in like 2 years.
It's been a minute since we played golf together. True. I've been busy. So I had a baby. Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, wow. I have a baby. I can't go play golf.
Oh, mister, I can't even own a plant because it's too much responsibility.
I own plants. There's plants in my front yard.
Those don't count.
Sure, they do.
They're in your front yard. I don't maintain them.
That dude sounded like a sleaze, so that wasn't me that he was with, so.
Some other chick named Sylvia left her granny panties. What are your thoughts on granny panties?
They're comfy.
I agree.
They're very comfortable.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
I mean, he's right. Granny panties are not sexy. However, there's a reason why grannies wear them, because they have it figured out. It's much like old guys in Velcro shoes. They get it.
Yeah.
They know what's up. They're like, I'm not going to waste my time tying shoes anymore.
Nothing's going up there.
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah, when I wear a thong, it just
gets all sorts
of
wedged.
It's all what?
Yeah, it's not good. You
have to bring in the jaws of life to get that thing out.
That's
175.
I can't breathe.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, we got about 37 minutes, and then... You ready, Sylvia? You've been studying the lyrics a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, she has. She's been shopping online.
She... Have you really?
That's true.
I see what's going on over there.
Get to work. You got 37 minutes, and then you have to perform the Fresh Prince theme live on air. Just saying, be ready.
No, I know.
Be ready.
Oh, I know.
All right.
Yeah.
So Toyota is making a flying car. And, yeah, there's been a lot of major firms. You know, Google's been behind the idea of a flying car. But now Toyota's getting into it. And I think that's interesting because, you know, that's sort of what Toyota does is they make cars.
Yeah, they're known for that.
Yeah, and they've invested not a ton of money, 42.5 million yen, which is only about $400,000 into a startup company. But they're talking about actually having the flying car. What could go wrong? Light the Olympic torch at the games in Japan in 2020.
Did you see a picture
Does it just crash into it and that's how it lights it on
fire? Catches it on fire.
Did you see a picture of it?
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a drone.
Can't we just...
A little bit.
It's basically a huge drone that flies people around.
Can we just stop the notion right now that people are going to be able to drive or fly flying cars? Because people can't drive their own cars, first and foremost.
Well, it's hard to drive cars. I mean, because a lot of the newer vehicles don't come with blinkers, obviously.
Yeah, mostly so, BMWs.
Yeah, it's very difficult to drive a car with no blinkers.
Yeah.
I just feel bad for all those people in those luxury cars that don't come with blinkers.
Yeah, you would think that
bitch.
They
just turn.
They
it's right there. Just it, all you don't even have to do anything. Like as your wheel is turning, you just
Dave, they are
hit it
so
with your hand.
Busy creating and being drivers of this economy. They don't have time to
use their blinker.
Yeah, they're conserving that energy. To do something more important.
With like comb your hair.
Rather than letting your poor ass know that they're going to cut you off.
So a former Michigan medical examiner does not believe that Chris Cornell, or he said he's not convinced that Chris Cornell committed suicide. So they did the toxicology test, and we'd heard rumors that he had like fresh track marks on his arms, and... Again, this misinformation. It's not because he was doing heroin.
No.
There was track marks on his arms because the
they were trying to stop
first responders showed up and they actually injected him in case he had OD'd on some sort of drug.
Yeah, so they were trying to stop the opiates
from
getting into
but
his heart.
There was none.
Mm-hmm.
So he had not been taking
heroin. That was reported by TMZ and the
and
Daily
a sound
Mirror
guy. And
you know, just like I said, when we talked about that, I said that didn't sound right. You know, I think his wife would know if he was using heroin. Like, you can hide your cocaine use.
Yeah,
you can hide your weed. Hiding a heroin addiction,
you kind of go off the grid when you start doing heroin.
It seems a little bit hard too.
Yeah,
a little bit.
So he did have antidepressants in his system, a couple of other drugs, but nothing along the lines of hardcore opiates like heroin or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And this former medical examiner who has actually worked on a lot of high profile cases said that he is just not convinced that Chris Cornell, the way that he was found, intentionally killed himself. So that whole theory of maybe it was autoerotic asphyxiation or something like that is possible, according to him. Either way, it's really sad. I'm glad that he hadn't relapsed and wasn't using heroin again. Because that's the last thing that we wanted to hear about.
By default, that's the news that kind of makes you feel better,
if he just unintentionally killed himself, that's better than he was just so sad he just wanted to end his life. Yeah.
Yeah, accidents, certainly, in my opinion, it's sad any way around. But, like, when you think about, like, if you were just in that dark hole that you couldn't climb out of.
And if there's anything that's going to give his family some relief, it's, you know, an accidental death as opposed to, like, he intentionally killed himself, you know, because he's got kids and he's a great family man, according to his wife, and it's just a tough situation. This audio is an early contender for the Friday Five. This is fantastic. A cat was filmed putting up an argument with its owner over going outside. The clip was uploaded this month and filmed somewhere, they think, here in the U.S., and it's banging its paws against the glass window of the door. And the owner tells his pet that it can't go outside because it's too windy. And the cat is actually arguing with him.
Kanye, no. No, boy. No, Kanye. You can't go outside. You can't go outside. It's windy. You can't go outside. No, boy. Might get hurt outside. No. Mama don't want you outside.
Oh, so it is a woman.
Sorry, I thought it was a guy.
Oh, you guys thought it was a guy?
When I first listened to it, I thought that was a dude.
I thought it was a guy too. Yeah. I was kind of unsure.
No.
What's the cat's name, Kanye?
Kanye.
No, cognac.
Like the drink, not Kanye, like West.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah. Like, if you have a cat named Kanye, you are a douchebag.
Is it any better if it's named cognac?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Cognac's a decent name for a cat.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got alliteration. Cognac the cat.
Yeah. And this is my dog, Scotch.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, my gerbil.
Single
whiskey.
Drunk gerbil.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Oh, boy, I'm excited about this. Ian went back down to the strip this weekend for another Ian's Mascot moment. And this weekend, you ran into, correct me if I'm wrong, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
I ran into a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Was it a single or wasn't the whole group? Was it just one Teenage
Mutant? It was just one.
It doesn't have three friends to bring along with him?
Well, he did have one friend that you might remember from last week.
Okay. All right. So Ian's Mascot moment is coming up.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I mean, it's impressive, but man, why would you do this? A local guy by the name of Alex Honnold, he just climbed the El Capitan. It's a 3,000-foot granite wall at Yosemite National Park in California without any ropes or safety gear.
You never heard of El Capitan?
No, I've not.
Really?
I'm not a big rock climber.
It's pretty famous.
No, I mean,
I didn't know.
I recognized it when I saw it, but I didn't know that it was called El Capitan. It's a very famous rock.
It's a street.
It's a street.
It's a street here in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. He climbed it.
Climbed 3,000 feet up El Capitan.
He actually crawled it, 3 hours and 56 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool, but that's also how you die.
That's like, definitely how you die. Like, I mean, you're just inviting death.
Yeah.
Come hither, death.
Like, come here. Let's
big gust
out.
Of wind happens. You sneeze.
You fart. Anything.
What's your...
How did he die? He farted. Shouldn't have had Mexican before he started climbing up Capitan.
I mean, like I said, impressive. But also, like, the guys who live with, like, bears or lions. Like, he's the lion whisperer.
Yeah.
Until the lion bites off his head.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, man, he probably
he was whispering
just...
sweet nothings in that lion's ear.
Sort of like, oh, he's a pastor somewhere in the woods in Kentucky. And he wanted to prove that, you know, God was behind him. And then, what do you know, the rattlesnake bit him.
No. Didn't he get eaten by a crocodile?
Who, the pastor in Kentucky?
There's the pastor that legit wanted to walk.
I wasn't even talking about
no,
a specific
that happened.
One. Of course it did. Of course it did, because all these dopes that live in the woods are like, God is going to protect me.
It was his time.
That's what we call the circle of life right there.
Yeah, that is Darwinism.
Yeah.
Speaking of being stupid, boy, Bill Maher. You know, Bill Maher, he's a comedian, and he says things on his show that are politically incorrect. His show is actually called politically incorrect.
Well, his first show was
his first show was, yeah.
And then now, he got fired for saying stupid crap on that. Then he's now been on HBO for the last decade.
But
yeah.
You can say, so just to be clear here, you can say whatever you want on HBO or any cable in general. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get on ESPN and start dropping the F-bomb, you actually can legally. They just choose, of course, not to allow
because
they're advertisers and they wouldn't want
that. Love that. Yeah,
exactly. Well, Bill Maher did something on his show the other night that nobody loves, including HBO, which quickly came out and condemned it.
Wow. I got to get to Nebraska more.
You're welcome. We'd love to have you work in the fields with us.
Work in the fields?
That's part of that. That's...
Senator, I'm a house. No, it's a joke.
If you're a white guy talking to another white guy and you're live on TV, maybe don't drop. I mean, I get that it was a joke, but it's not appropriate.
Yep.
It's just not okay.
No.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Mm.
Is he going to be fired? Probably not.
Yeah.
But just really stupid.
So stupid.
Really, really stupid. And one of the things that I have always had an issue with Bill Maher about is that he is just such a smug ass. Like, the guy is, like, he's very intelligent, certainly, in certain regards.
He's just so unlikable, though.
But it's because the smugness.
Yes.
Nobody likes a smug douchebag, and Bill Maher is the epitome of smug douchebags. What?
No, nothing.
When have I ever been smug? Ever.
No, never.
I am the most humble person in this room.
If you were humble, you wouldn't have to say that you're humble.
Bet.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
You can't argue with that. It's so infuriating.
I know.
Bet.
All right.
You're so
I lost.
So smug.
Bit.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I am so excited about this. Ian's mascot moment. This week, he went back down to Las Vegas Boulevard, and he brought somebody back into the fold that we were so enamored with last week. The one and only Batman is back.
He is back.
Did you seek him out, or did you just happen to stumble upon him?
Batman doesn't have a cell phone, so I stumbled upon him.
Who doesn't have a cell phone?
Batman.
Okay.
Yeah, Dave.
You don't. Bat
he has a bat phone.
No,
oh, no.
You don't text Batman. You look for the bat signal, man.
Okay. All right.
Jesus.
So it wasn't just Batman that we found. I mean, we loved him last week. I'm glad that we have more of him. But was he actually linked up with this other individual, or did you bring them together?
No, he was linked up with him. I have entered this mascot like network over there now.
Do they know who you are, or do they know what you're doing?
They do. They do. A handful of them actually came up to me and said, hey, I heard about you doing the interviews.
Really?
So they heard about Ian's mascot moment?
Yeah, and then Batman actually got a couple of compliments. He said people walked up to him and was like, hey, I heard you on the radio.
Nice.
Really? All right. So we're right. Yeah, it's
so
working.
This is getting some traction.
I like that you're becoming a mascot for the mascots in a way.
Me too.
This
very
is
meta.
Yeah. So this is Ian's mascot moment for the week, and it's Batman. And which Ninja Turtle was it?
This is Raphael.
Raphael, okay.
Ooh.
Kind of a lame choice, in my opinion. Would have gone with Michelangelo, but whatever. Even Donatello would have been better. He's the leader, but okay, here we go.
Hold on.
Holy long
Donatello was not the leader.
Leonardo was the leader. I'm sorry.
Kind of crap fake news are you trying to put out on this program, you communist?
Wrong.
Holy Merlin the Magician. Holy Long John Silver. Holy Polaris.
It's Ian's mascot moment.
How you doing? It's me, Batman.
We're here for another Ian's mascot moment. I'm outside the Bellagio fountain. I found Batman again. Batman, what's going on?
Nothing, Ian. Just hanging out.
Just hanging out?
Yeah, I got to stick it back in there just a second.
Oh, all right.
I usually make more money when it's hanging out, but, you know.
Who else is making money out here?
My friend, the turtle.
What?
I have a friend that's a Ninja Turtle.
You have a friend that's a Ninja Turtle?
Yeah, he's really huge. He's over here.
So how long have you been friends with a Ninja Turtle?
Just for a few months.
So this is a new relationship. Oh, man. All right, so you are Raphael.
What's up, my ninja?
Do you prefer Raphael?
Yeah, that's my name.
You look great.
Thank you, sir.
So how long have you been Raphael?
Off and on since last April.
Has it been a lucrative industry?
Yeah, it pays the rent.
Wait, don't you live in a shell?
In a half shell, part-time, weekly rental. How about that?
Very Vegas.
Yeah, very Vegas, very much.
What is the craziest thing you've seen out here, man?
It's Vegas, so it's like, let me weigh this crazy situation, that crazy situation.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy That's the deal.
It's Vegas, you know? So it's normal here, right?
Where's Raphael from, if you don't mind me asking? Because I'm sorry to assume, I thought you'd be from New York.
I am Southern, but yeah, Raphael's from New York.
Do you enjoy pizza as much?
Yeah, I'll eat it, but, you know.
All right, so Las Vegas can find you outside on the strip in front of the Bellagio fountain. Raphael, thank you very much.
No problem, daily and nightly.
Daily and nightly, he's always out here. And Batman, always a pleasure.
Oh, good to see you again, Ian.
I'll probably see you next week.
All right, very good.
That was another Ian's mascot moment. I'm out of here.
Oh, God, that's so wonderful.
I love Batman.
First off, lots of Ninja Turtle misinformation going on around here. Turtles did not live in a half shell. They live in the sewer.
They live in the sewer, yeah, yeah. Mahoney is so angry about his Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle facts.
It's his childhood. You're messing up his childhood.
They also didn't have Southern accents, Mahoney.
Yeah. Well.
That is also true, but if we're going to spread the proper, you know, word about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, get it right.
You do kind of look like Splinter now that I think about it.
I can see it.
You look like Krang. I bet you don't even know who Krang is.
Yes, I do. Oh, he's the brain.
Yeah, yeah.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah, Bebop and those two. We should do that for Halloween.
That could be a good Halloween one. I'm the Rhino.
No, I'm the Rhino.
Yeah, no way, man.
Which one was the Rhino? Was that Bebop or Rocksteady?
I don't know, it's one of them. We're a team, man. Nobody knows who's who.
Sylvia can be Shredder.
Oh, I'll be Shredder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of shredding, you ready to shred that Fresh Prince song?
No.
It's coming up next.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
We all know that Sylvia can sing, but normally she's doing things like performing the national anthem. Can she rap? That's the real question, and we're about to find out live on air, because why not? She said she loves Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, loves Will Smith, still to this day, even though, you know, he's slipped a bit.
All the Scientology stuff, all the stuff of him trying to shove his...
Is he a Scientologist?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I thought he dabbled in it. I didn't know he was, like, actually a member of it.
His wife's kind of crazy.
I like Jada Pinkett Smith, though, much more than I like him and his kid that he keeps trying to put in movies.
Oh, the kid, yeah, he does.
The kid's pretty insufferable.
The kid's not even a kid anymore. He's, like, 20.
Yeah.
Oh, is he 20?
Yeah. Jaden?
Yeah.
Jaden?
Yeah.
And there's Willow.
Let's not distract from what's going on.
Okay.
While Mahoney Googles the age of Jaden.
19
years old.
Close enough.
Sylvia, are you ready to try to pull this off live on air? Are you a big karaokeer? Like, do you do that regularly?
Yeah. No, I don't. But, I mean, I've listened to the song many times.
Okay. You know so how the song goes.
I know how it goes.
You know the cadence of it.
Yeah.
And how's your rapping skills?
Non-existent.
I feel like this is a rite of passage because Dave and I have both rapped the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air song.
By the way, if there's anyone listening today and you think that you can do better, 702-791-1075.
I'm pretty sure there's, of course.
If you can actually do better than Sylvia, we'll give you a pair of tickets to OBC.
Oh, of course.
But this is the time to call, 702-791-1075. Now let's find out how well Sylvia does. You ready?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
What? In West Philadelphia, born and raised. On the playground was where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool, and shooting some people outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got one little fight and my mom got scared. She said, "You're moving with the auntie and uncle in Bel Air." I begged him, pleaded, I don't know this part.
This is the...
I don't know.
I whistled for a cab and when it came near, the license said fresh and it had dice in the mirror.
I pulled up to it. Suddenly, and I yelled to the cabbie, "Your home, smell you later." Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air. What?
Why would you pull the wrong lyrics? That's like the full album version.
But I don't know how long this one is.
It's the same backbeat the entire time.
Know.
I'm impressed. Well done, Sylvia.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
That's garbage.
Suck it.
All right, if we can find somebody that can do that better than Sylvia, we'll give you a shot right after we take a quick break and hook you up with some OBC tips.
I did pretty good.
Mahoney is so disappointed. You thought all the Ninja Turtle misinformation was bad. He is just devastated right now.
It's a bad day for him.
Also checking the voicemail again in a moment. Hang on.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, we have a contender here. Somebody that thinks that they can do the Fresh Prince theme better than Sylvia just did. We have Allie joining us from the west side of town. Hey, Allie, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you? I'm good.
Good. So I've got the instrumental here. Do you want to do it a cappella or do you want to do it with the music?
I think I can do it either way.
Okay. I would say probably with the music.
I think the music would make it less awkward.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so here we go. You just go ahead and take it away whenever you're ready. But if you do the best job of this today, then we're going to set you up with these tickets to OBC, okay? You just have to do better than Sylvia.
Got it.
Here we go.
Now this is a story all about how my life got twisted, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there, tell you how I became prince of a town called Bel-Air.
It's that little part.
Gets you.
It's really fast.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised, it's on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool. Now shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys, they were up to no good. Started making trouble around my neighborhood. I got in one little fight. My mom got scared and said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle and bear. Whistle, scared, and when it came near, the license plate was fresh and it had dice in the mirror. If anything, I'd say that this cab was real. Not stop, not forget it. No home to Bel Air. I pulled up to a house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, "Your home, smell you later." Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air.
Dave, can we just give her the tickets and make this bit stop? Because it's pretty awful.
That would be great.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna.
I'm jamming out in my car too, so it's even better.
All right, so we'll go ahead and give you some tickets to. I don't know. I don't think that was better than.
No, that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
But you know,
I practice all the time.
There you. All right, awesome. So Thursday, June 22nd, downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Tickets are on sale now. OBC is going to be awesome.
Yeah. I mean,
the bands that are playing, you know, with Bishop Briggs and Sir Sly and Coin and Dreamers, mm-hmm. that's going to be fun. They're also going to have a huge pool out there and a water slide. We're going to have this awesome little area, like a VIP area, that we're actually giving away on the show, and more details coming up as the week goes on. Here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. But Allie, you are joining us for free at OBC 2017. So congratulations to you.
Woohoo! Thank you.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Now, one more thing is we'll wrangle up another pair of OBC tickets. If you think that you can do better, but you don't want to do it live, we'll give somebody an opportunity. If you give us the best version of that on our voicemail today, 702-889-7352. We'll wrangle up another pair of OBC tickets if we get a better version.
What, Mahoney?
I'm a little sick of the
Why
Fresh
are you
Prince.
Sick?
Because you guys are just butchering it.
They were not great.
Horrible.
I did pretty good.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. You don't even know the song from memory, first and foremost, and you tried to add in the album.
Because I didn't know how long the instrumental was. I thought he picked the long one.
You could have just asked me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We never do the album version.
But
it's always the TV show version.
That's why I feel like we need a little bit of redemption here. Can somebody help us out?
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Alexander said, Sylvia for the win. Puka Princess on Twitter said, Sylvia, I love you. That rap was blanking amazeballs. Mm-hmm. Dave Mahoney, you better appreciate it.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
X107.5 is KXTE for Rump Las Vegas HD1. It is time for another check of the voicemail. Here we go.
Please leave a message after the tone.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. I'll stick with the afternoon show.
Message deleted.
You son of a bitch.
Who did Ross pay to call in and leave that message?
He regularly bribes people.
We've heard him. We've caught him. We've caught him in the act. We've heard from our sources inside this building.
Now, I actually confronted Bossy Rossi about bribing listeners.
Yeah.
To say things like that on our voicemail, and here's what he had to say.
What's funny is I can kind of see him do that.
It kind of sounds like him.
a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
So Liam Gallagher got on stage this weekend in Manchester for that huge benefit concert with Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber and Marcus from Mumford & Sons and so many other great acts.
Videos
Coldplay.
up on the website.
Yeah, if you go to DaveAndMahoney.com, you can see the videos there. But really, really cool event. $3 million raised just during the concert and $12 million raised overall so far for the victims and their families. So
wow.
Huge outpouring of love and support. X107.5, Dave and Mahoney.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Want to take a brief moment and congratulate our friend Philip, who is a listener of the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. He is our first winner of the Vegas Love. I don't even want to call it a contest. It's just, it's a call to action, right? So if you get out into the community and you do something kind for somebody else, that can get you into the VIP section at OVC 2017, which is coming up in just a few weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a couple of weeks away. So Philip, what he did is he's been stationed all over the place, but his younger brother was graduating, and we're asking people specifically to show Vegas love to people that are in the military. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Memorial Day just passed, a very somber day, but we appreciate everyone that served in the military, both active duty and veterans. And so if you do something kind for anyone that's a part of the military in any way, whether it's a friend, a family member, or a total stranger, that can get you into the VIP section at OBC. And this was actually his brother. Mm-hmm. Who served as well. He was graduating. He said there's no way that I was going to miss my brother's graduation, even though I've been stationed all over the place. And so he showed Vegas love by hopping on a plane, flying across the country to go be with his brother on graduation.
That's awesome.
Took a picture of it, posted it on social media, and this is all you have to do. Just hashtag Vegas love and then use a tag and then make sure that we see it. So put it on social media, on any of the platforms, make sure that we can see it, and then we would love to invite you into the VIP section as well.
We were in a meeting last week, and we were, you know, doing some of the rundown about how OBC is going to be, and they just broke the news to us.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a 100-foot pool.
Yes.
In the VIP.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But you better not VIP in that pool. Okay, you're probably going to. So am I.
What?
It was a pun, and so Sylvia loved it.
I know.
See what happens?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That was pretty funny, man.
That was great.
Because
he doesn't really do puns a lot.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to succumb to puns.
All right. Wasn't that funny?
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Kathy Griffin held her big press conference on Friday talking about how she is being bullied.
Shut up.
Yeah, it was a mess. But Kelsey Grammer has commented and had some pretty interesting things to say. I actually like Kelsey Grammer.
Do you?
Yeah. You like Frasier?
I liked Frasier, and I liked him on Cheers, but like ever since what he did on Real Housewives, I can never forget Kelsey Grammer.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but we'll get into that in just a moment.
He left Camille. He was cheating on her the whole time.
Spoiler.
How dare you, Kelsey?
Who's Camille?
His ex-wife said he was cheating on.
And
why do I know that? I'm so sad.
Word to the wise, maybe don't eat the brownies that are filled with marijuana. I've never heard of anyone doing anything even close to this before, but Lionel Richie's bassist lost his mind when he had an edible this weekend. We'll tell you what he did.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Mahoney, you better bite your tongue.
What?
Gabs is not happy that you were talking smack about Kelsey Grammer.
That is what I'm talking about. Don't even get me started right now, Mahoney. I love you, but I will pop you in the eye.
What did I say that was untrue? He cheated on Camille. And he was on the real seat. I care about Camille.
About Kelsey Grammer. And all period, the end. He is my man. I love Frasier.
Hey, you know what? You know what, Gabs? If you got with Kelsey Grammer, he'd cheat on you, too. How do you like that?
Ooh.
How do you like that?
I would let him. He could do whatever he wanted. He wouldn't have to cheat on me.
Gabs, I wish I was as passionate as you are about Kelsey Grammer about anything in my life. This is amazing. I don't think I've ever been this angry about it, about anything. You really have a true passion for Kelsey Grammer. This is infectious.
I do have a true passion for Kelsey Grammer. He is my man. But I'm going to tell you something about Kathy Griffin, though.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Tell us.
What she needs to do. She needs to stop trying to worry about everybody else and try to sue Miss Clara off of that clown hair. That's what she needs to do.
All right. Well, Kelsey Grammer had some comments about the whole Kathy Griffin and the photo shoot and her big press conference and everything else. We'll get to that next. Thank you, Gabs. I appreciate you taking up for Kelsey Grammer. He is a national treasure.
He's my man.
Have a good day. X107.5.
He's a scallywag.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
On Friday morning, Kathy Griffin, she held a press conference. Kathy Griffin held a...
Ian.
She held a press conference with her attorney, and it was one of the weirdest press conferences that I've ever seen because she was simultaneously making jokes, making fun of Donald Trump.
That part was weird.
And also saying that she was a victim and that she was being bullied by him. This is all, of course, in response to her holding up the fake severed head of Donald Trump.
That apology absolutely stands. I feel horrible, but I just wanted to say, you know, if you don't stand up, you get run over. And what's happening to me has never happened ever in the history of this great country, which is that a sitting president of the United States and his grown children and the First Lady are personally trying to ruin my life forever. You guys know him. He's never going to stop. I know him. This is America, and you shouldn't have to die for it.
What? None of that made sense.
No.
Not even a single part of a single sentence.
First and foremost, why did she bring a lawyer to this press conference? She's not accused of a crime in any way, shape, or form. She's not. What she did was tasteless. It is not a crime per se. If she was making a direct threat, yes, but that could be...
We get it. She's a comedian. Kathy Griffin is not a threat to the president.
Well, the lawyer was like a civil rights lawyer.
It was so stupid. And she's so stupid
she
is a victim here. You got into this game. There are consequences or there are reactions that happen to things that you do. This is what you did. You drew a line in the sand. You insulted everybody who is following that guy who believes in the president. You insulted him and his family responded as well, which they're well within their rights
You would certainly expect that anyone would respond forget president or not, if somebody held up a severed head of a loved one, fake or not, whether it's by a comedian or not, you would expect that individual and their family would respond.
Yeah.
And they probably would try to ruin your life.
Yes, because you're trying to do that to them.
Yes.
When you play with fire, sometimes you get burned. Yeah. Should she be getting death threats? No. Stop that. But are they well within their rights to try to put her out of business? Sure. Because you're trying to do the same to her. It's like, why is it okay for her to do that, but it's not okay for them to do that?
It's
You could say it's
hypocrisy.
You could say, yes, he is the president of the United States. You should be above that. But at this point, you're 140 days into a presidency. You've seen this guy. He's been in the public life
for 50 years. You were going to say 140 characters into a presidency. that actually makes a lot more sense.
We're that far in. You know who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
So you can't claim that, I didn't know this was going to happen.
Especially before he was president. Kind of person he is.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the thing that really bugs me about it is that how she's playing the victim card.
Not a victim.
You're not a victim. You brought this upon yourself. Yeah. You made a stupid... It was just a mistake. It was a mistake. And you admitted that, but then you also try to pull the victim card. You just can't have it both ways.
No.
Well, Kelsey Grammer was asked about it this weekend. I actually thought, even though Mahoney is hating on Kelsey Grammer, me and Gabs think that he is a stand-up individual with fantastic advice.
She told you straight.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know what? I refrain from comment about these things, but in terms of the sort of current... atmosphere, I guess a severed head held up in the air is not a popular image.
Right.
You got to get a hold of that and just, move on. I've always liked her. I think she's very funny. So I can't climb inside her head. But it was probably not a great move just because it was tasteless.
Exactly. If you're going to be funny as a comedian, be funny. Just don't be tasteless.
Yeah.
And then also don't pull the victim card.
Hey, he makes a good point. I mean, considering the times that we're in,
Yeah.
With all the terrorist attacks.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad stuff going on.
Yeah, you don't want to have that image pulled up again.
Time plus tragedy equals comedy.
Equals comedy.
That's how you do it. Too soon.
So the bassist for Lionel Richie is believed to have stabbed himself multiple times after eating a pot brownie. So it was an edible. And anyone that's ever had an edible before knows that they can sneak up on you.
Mm-hmm. They can.
But I've never heard of anyone actually stabbing themselves, or now that I think about it, anyone else while on cannabis.
Why did
PCP, angel dust.
Yeah, you rip your arms off.
Methamphetamines. Yeah, yeah. You know, all those sorts of things.
That happens.
Sure. But weed? Really? 42-year-old, he's believed to have had a bad reaction after eating pot brownies or cookies filled with marijuana. Paramedics were called around 10 p.m. on Tuesday, and he was taken to the hospital. It is believed that he was with friends at his house and suddenly turned violent and started stabbing himself in his home on Tuesday night.
I think there was, like, other stuff filled in those snacks.
There had to have been, right?
I don't know. Maybe not. Some people just lose it, man.
Well,
unless it was, like, too strong for him.
But again, cannabis?
We've heard that. Remember that police call, that famous police call from like many years ago where the cop thought he was dying and called the police, said, I'm dead?
I have it here. So this he was an off-duty police officer, and he ate some pot brownies, and he thought he was dying, and so he called 911 to report that he was dead, you know, because that's what dead people do.
Yeah.
I think I'm having an overdose at his school with my wife.
Okay, you and your wife?
Yes.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. But I don't know if it had something in it.
Okay.
Can you please send rescue?
Do you guys have fever or anything?
No, I'm just, I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. I really do.
Okay, how much did you put in the brownies?
I don't know.
Was it in bags?
What's the score in the Red Wings game?
What?
What's the score in the Red Wings game?
I ain't got no clue. I don't watch the Red Wings.
Oh, okay, I just want to make sure this isn't some type of like hallucination that I'm having.
Why? What does the score say?
3-3.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Be responsible, kids.
Yeah.
Be responsible.
Mornings on X107.5 with David Mahoney.
I thought Sylvia so far today on the David Mahoney Morning Show has championed the theme of the Fresh Prince the best. I'm not saying she did a great job.
No.
I'm saying she did a good job, better than anyone else.
I don't know if I would call that good.
It was better than the other chick.
Well, but that was horrendous, Dave. It was so bad we should have stopped the bit
by
in
default.
And of itself right there.
I did okay.
We gave her
I'm not a rapper.
Okay.
Ian, we have another one that just came in on the voicemail.
Yes, we do.
Okay. And how would you rate it? Or should we just listen to it?
You just listen to it.
Right. Please leave a message after the tone.
This is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute just sitting right there to how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Okay. Yeah.
Not bad.
West Philadelphia, born and raised on a playground is where I spend most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool, and all shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys that are up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight. My mom got scared. She said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air." Well, I went for a cab, and when it came near, license plate was fresh and it was nice in the mirror. If anything, I thought that this cab was rare. I thought, "Nah, forget it. You're home to Bel Air." I pulled up to the house around 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, "You're home, smell you later." I looked at my kingdom, I was finally there, to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
message deleted.
This is stunning evidence that we have the whitest audience in the history of radio broadcasting. However, not terrible.
It wasn't great.
Not great, but not terrible.
No.
Mahoney. I'm mad at it.
Where'd that music come from? Did we add that in?
Oh, yeah, Ian added that,
okay.
Right?
I put that in.
Okay, okay. Good stuff.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I was more impressed that he had the music. How did he do that?
I mean, Mahoney, if you think you can do better, you're welcome to give it a shot.
I've already sung the Fresh Prince song many times on the show.
But I never heard it.
I don't recall that.
Yes, you do, Dave.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Don't remember it.
Been doing it for 13 years on the station.
Once a quarter.
One a day. Yeah.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
The band Phoenix is coming to town, and we have your chance to win some free tickets for their show, which is coming up very soon next week. Wednesday, June 14th, X107.5 presents Phoenix at Brooklyn Bowl. Your chance to win those tickets up next.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So first it was the romp hymns, not the rompers, but the romp hymns, rompers for dudes.
Those,
and now it's the full-on lace outfits. Now, you said that you get it for guys, but you talk about how rompers for girls are a big pain.
No, they suck. They're cute. I own one, this okay. is but they suck.
This is something that only exists on the internet and with hipsters.
Have you seen the lace outfits now?
Like no.
The lace shorts and the lace shirts, like, they're matching.
I don't even think chicks would wear that.
So they're totally see-through.
Like, even the girliest of girls isn't going to wear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm, I don't know, like if I'm going to a costume party, maybe, but this is not, like, the internet needs to stop trying to push this as fashion because nobody's wearing this. It's non-existent. The romper stuff is so stupid.
Okay, so I'm curious if anyone out there listening would actually do one of the rompers, or more specifically, what is the least manly thing that you've ever worn? 702-791-1075 on social media at Dave Mahoney. Mahoney, outside of the Spanx that you regularly wear,
uh-huh.
is there anything else that you're willing to wear that you would say, maybe this isn't the manliest thing that I've ever
put on? I don't
care
if it's manly or not. I just care if it's functional and it covers me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what it looks like, just long as I'm comfortable in it. Whereas
what if,
a romper...
What if you found that in the romp hymn, you were incredibly comfortable?
I mean, rompers... I wouldn't be, because if every as often as I use the restroom, it would not be convenient and or comfortable for me to continually take that thing off.
You'd be naked.
And it looks stupid. I mean, it just does. I mean
unless you, like,
else.
Actually go off the side, you'd have to, like, even to use the urinal, you'd have to, like,
yeah.
like in elementary school, like, drop it down to your feet.
Nobody's buying this unless you're some dumb hipster, and at that point, you spend way too much time on the internet, and you're a moron.
Ian, is there anything that you're comfortable wearing that's not traditionally considered manly? Because over the years, I mean, like, you wear pretty tight jeans.
Thanks, Dave.
I mean, are they skinny jeans? Like, when you go buy jeans, do you go to the skinny section? Yeah.
Yeah, I tend to go for the Levi skinnies. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Ian's a thin dude.
Yeah, he's thin, you know, anyway.
He's unlike us, where we're old and fat. You know, he's a young virile man. Yeah.
I don't know how you guys would look like with skinny jeans.
Not good.
Who, me or us?
Just look top heavy.
Yeah, it looks like I'm smuggling grapes.
It would look like, you know, like when you towards the end of the tube of toothpaste,
yeah,
and like the bottom's all squeezed out, but then there's like the big chunk at the top.
Yep,
that's what it would look
That'd
like.
Be you.
Yeah,
yeah. The thing about skinny jeans, it's just there's not enough room for, like, if you're a larger guy, there's no room for your boys.
Yeah,
and that's for me. I need
Mahoney
I wanna...
needs the extra crotch room Wranglers.
Yes,
he's so manly.
The U shape that don't cut in.
Yeah,
me and Brett Favre, even though we know Brett Favre doesn't need those.
Yeah, no, we've seen that. Talmore, what's up, man?
Pretty good. Good morning, guys.
So, what's going on with fashion? What are you willing to put on that isn't traditionally considered manly?
Okay, so I do go with my girlfriend to get pedicure or manicure, the one for the shoes, for the feet, actually.
That's a pedicure.
Pedicure.
Yeah, that's pedicure.
Pedicure. Okay. And I do put all kinds of colors on my feet because I think it's nice, it's cute, it's funny, I guess.
No, I'm with you 100% there. There's nothing better than a manicure, or excuse me, a pedicure.
Oh.
Like a manicure, I could do my hands all day long. I don't need help with that. But, like, bending over to cut my toenails.
Hey, hang on, you do your own manicures, is what you're saying?
I cut my own nails, Dave. Oh, yes, okay.
No.
But I'm saying, like, bending over to cut your own toenails is a pain in the ass. And plus, you get a nice little foot massage, a hand massage. Nothing comes from that. You're like, that feels like. Whatever.
I like hand massages.
I don't like pedicures at all.
Yeah, really?
I just don't like people messing with my feet. Yeah.
Well, why do you have some weird foot fetish, man?
No, I don't have a weird foot fetish.
That's your fetish is that you don't like people touching them.
That's my
fetish?
That's
good. Yeah.
It's like an anti-fetish.
Yeah.
That'd be my anti-fetish, too.
Ross Mahoney, Bossy Rossi, on our Facebook said, the least manly thing that I wear is the Dave Mahoney super soft t-shirt. You know what? Manly or not, it is damn comfortable.
Well, he admits that it's super soft.
Yeah.
He wears it as a 90.
Mm-hmm.
He got a double X.
And only this.
Yeah.
How about this one? Warren said, I found a cologne that I really like. Bought it a couple of weeks later. Found out it was a lady's perfume. Still wear it. No F's given. Love it.
I mean, to his defense, there are some perfumes that do, you know, smell pretty manly.
Yeah, I guess.
Talmore, you're a pretty fit dude. Would you? Oh, we lost him?
Yeah, he's on. Oh. Yeah, sir.
Why'd you hang up on him?
I didn't hang up on him. He hung up.
I think that's how
a phone works.
Uh-huh.
Joe said the least manly thing that I wear is my emotions.
Oh, I I like that.
You like, a man who will wear his emotions on his sleeve?
Yeah.
What about will come crying to you because he had a bad day?
No, Jesus Christ, no.
But then you don't like a man who wears his emotion on his sleeve.
No, I don't want a wuss, but like...
Why is it wussy to care about having, you know,
No, because
feelings.
You're making it sound like you're he's
okay,
a
so
wuss.
Let me give you an example. So Mahoney got upset one night, and he had some Jägermeister. And sometimes when he has Jägermeister...
This was 10 years ago.
It heightens the emotions a little bit.
Why was he bringing this up?
Well, I'm just seeing like where Sylvia where Sylvia sits on this.
Uh-huh.
And so Mahoney got upset about something, and he had a burrito from Roberto's, I believe.
It was Roberto's.
Roberto's,
before
yeah.
Roberto split off with Don Tortaco, before that feud began.
And he was sobbing into his burrito case.
I mean, that's a little sad.
While he was... Were you still trying to eat it?
I was eating the burrito. Why is it so salty?
So good or not?
No, it's...
You pass on that?
I wouldn't do that to... Right. I wouldn't go to, like, my girlfriend or somebody else and do that. I was alone. That's the...
Well,
like,
that's the sad
that's
part.
When I, that's when I... Like,
that's even sadder.
That doesn't make it better.
Yeah, it does.
No,
you're
it doesn't.
Sobbing into a burrito by yourself.
Sure it does. If I was, like, sobbing to somebody else, then that would be like, oh...
Hello, darkness, my dear friend.
KXTE-FM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075. Mornings on X1075 with Dave and Mahoney.
So first thing this morning, we were talking about how Ariana Grande did the benefit concert on Sunday over in Manchester, mm-hmm. even though there was another terrorist attack in the UK on Saturday night. Yeah, terrifying stuff, just scary times to be living anywhere in the world right now, but specifically the people of London coming together, I thought was really cool, and the people of Manchester even more powerful with that huge benefit that they did. You know, and tons of music stars, the guy from Mumford and Sons, mm-hmm. and Coldplay, and Liam showed up and did something with Oasis. Now Noel wasn't there,
yeah.
So that's worth noting.
You can't you really call it Oasis then if it's not Liam and Noel?
Yeah. I mean, if it's Liam,
when you say Oasis. I
the connotation
think
both. Is both.
Both.
Of them,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But the point is that, you know, Miley Cyrus and Justin
amazing
Bieber,
event,
huge
absolutely.
Artists. Katy Perry was out there,
and even more so. You know, it was a big risk for these guys going in the first place. You know, before after the very first attack, and the fact that there was an attack less than 24 hours before that, there as well. Absolutely horrifying, awful. But I'm glad that they didn't let the terror win, and they decided to push on to help raise money for the victims of these horrible attacks.
Broadcast all around the world. $13 million
wow.
is what was brought in as a result of that show last night. And I thought a really cool moment is when Chris Martin and Coldplay were on stage performing. Ariana Grande got up there with the band, and they just wanted to send her a message because obviously Coldplay is from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically got the entire audience to sing along to an Oasis song, Don't Look Back in Anger, to Ariana Grande. And it just ended up being a really cool moment.
Mornings on X1075 with Dave and Mahoney.
Again, $13 million raised by the efforts of those great bands that got together, and Ariana Grande stepping up and doing that concert last night over in Manchester. Really, really cool stuff. All right, as promised, Phoenix is coming to town. They are going to be over at Brooklyn Bowl next Wednesday, June 14th, presented by X1075. If you'd like to attend, be calling number 10 right now at 702-791-1075. Good luck.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
Hey, Derek is joining us from Henderson. Congratulations, man. Phoenix next Wednesday night over at Brooklyn Bowl, presented by X1075. You are going for free.
Woo! All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much for listening, man. We appreciate you.
Right on.
Mornings on X1075 with Dave and Mahoney.
It's so cute. Sylvia loves that song so much.
I do.
It's new from the Foo Fighters. It's called Run on X1075. If you missed it earlier today, Ian went down to the Strip again this weekend, and he had another encounter with the great Batman. And
I'm so excited about this.
Batman is awesome. We've established that. Also had the Ninja Turtle that he ran into this weekend.
Got a photo of Ian with the Ninja Turtle, who was Raphael, and our Batman, who's now made multiple appearances on Ian's Mascot Moment on our Instagram, at David Mahoney, if you'd like to see them.
Yeah, if you'd like to see, I mean, to his credit, Batman is quite well put together, isn't he, Ian? I mean, the outfit's pretty solid.
He is awesome. He's very well put together. He is very respectful of everybody around, too. He's very helpful, and you could tell because he's got all these mascot friends.
Last week he was hanging out with Elvis when he went down there. You just happened upon him. I think that Batman may become a staple in the mascot moment. Are you sensing that that may be the case? Like every week he may usher in somebody new?
Well, next week I'm going to try Fremont next week.
Okay,
so
all right.
We might not have Batman next week.
No, and that's fine. We don't need him every time. I'm just saying that when we have kind of the regular characters that we go to, I really liked Black Spider-Man.
Yep.
Just because his personality was dynamite.
And his life advice.
Sometimes you gotta do what makes you happy. Otherwise, you should stop doing it.
Well, yeah.
That's deep, man.
Yeah,
thanks, man. That's deep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And sometimes you just gotta stop.
Elvis was very nice as well. However, Batman has been certainly one of my favorites. Here it is from this weekend, Ian's mascot moment.
Holy Merlin the Magician. Holy Long John Silver. Holy Polaris.
It's Ian's mascot moment.
How you doing? It's me, Batman.
We're here for another Ian's mascot moment. I'm outside the Bellagio Fountain. I found Batman again. Batman, what's going on?
Nothing, Ian. Just hanging out.
Just hanging out?
Yeah, I gotta stick it back in there just a second.
Oh, all right.
I usually make more money when it's hanging out, but, you know.
Who else is making money out here?
My friend, the Turtle.
What?
I have a friend that's a Ninja Turtle.
You have a friend that's a Ninja Turtle?
Yeah, he's really huge. He's over here.
So how long have you been friends with a Ninja Turtle?
Just for a few months.
So there's a new relationship.
Okay, so oh, man.
When I first listened to it,
I thought it was something on Ninja.
Do you prefer Raphael?
Yeah, that's my name.
You look great.
Thank you, sir.
So how long have you been Raphael?
Off and on since last April.
Has it been a lucrative industry?
Yeah, it pays the rent.
Wait, don't you live in a shell?
In a half shell. Part-time. Weekly rental. How about that?
Very Vegas.
Yeah, very Vegas. Very much.
What is the craziest thing you've seen out here, man?
It's Vegas, so it's like, let me weigh this crazy situation, that crazy situation.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy shit. That's the deal.
It's Vegas, you know? So it's normal here, right?
Where's Raphael from, if you don't mind me asking? Because I'm sorry to assume, I thought you'd be from New York.
I am Southern, but yeah, Raphael's from New York.
Do you enjoy pizza as much?
Yeah, I'll eat it, but, you know.
All right, so Las Vegas can find you outside on the strip in front of the Bellagio Fountain. Raphael, thank you very much.
No problem, daily and nightly.
Daily and he's always out here. And Batman, always a pleasure.
Well, good to see you again, Ian.
I'll probably see you next week.
All right, very good.
That was another Ian's mascot moment. I'm out of here.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So you got a turtle who doesn't really like pizza with a southern accent who doesn't know that you live in a sewer.
Mahoney's
really?
So mad about
and
that.
And he's Raphael.
All right.
That's the turtle that you pick out of all of them? He's the least interesting.
Maybe that's the only costume that was available.
Let's not focus on Raphael. Let's focus on Batman again for just a moment, because I really want to illustrate what a trooper Batman is. Ian asked him to cut a promo for us for our big concert, which is coming up on June 22nd, right?
I did. He loves the show, guys. He does.
He actually listens to the show?
Yeah.
He does?
He loves it. Yeah.
Very, very nice. Well, we should give him free tickets to OBC.
I think that would be nice.
All right, we should
only if he comes dressed as Batman.
Can he come dressed as Batman?
I've only seen him in the garb.
That would be amazing.
He can't reveal his secret identity.
Yeah.
You can't ask him to come as Joe Dude on the street.
Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. I don't even know his real name. I just know him as Batman.
All right. Well, if you see him again, you know, sometime between now and June 22nd, we have to hook him up with some free OBC tickets.
Definitely.
But here, Batman was kind enough, the one and only, the true Batman was kind enough to cut us a promo for OBC.
X107.5 presents OBC, June 22nd, the downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Check out Bishop Briggs, Coin, Sir Sly, and Fitness, my favorite. Tickets are only $20. Seriously, really, it's only $20. Can you believe that? DLVZ.com for more information. Tell Batman sent you.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
You gotta go now.
How could you not go to that concert? You have been commanded to go by the one true Batman.
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Every single day we check the voicemail numerous times throughout the show, and this is another example. Last time that we'll get to it today, but leave us a message so we can play it on tomorrow's program. 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, I'd like to give a big shout-out to the DMS Morning Show, Dave Mahoney and Sylvia, or should I say Mangina, and a thank you for keeping my morning going. I'm a truck driver, and you guys keep me laughing and having a good time Also, a good thanks to when Congo's tickets 2 weeks ago, and Flossy Rossi did one up you guys because I won Linkin Park tickets yesterday at a show. So, to big up to Bossy Rossi, and thanks, you guys. Have a great weekend, and see you. Listen to you Monday. Bye.
See,
message deleted.
The difference between us and Bossy Rossi, we don't make our winners pull stupid crap contingent with winning.
Right. We're not going to say, oh, yeah, you get to win these tickets to Linkin Park if you call Dave Mahoney's voicemail and tell them that you like me more. No, that we wouldn't do that to Bossy Ross.
We do not do that.
Start.
No.
It'd be fun.
No one's going to. He doesn't even have a voicemail. He doesn't do content on his show. He's like, hey, here's a song. Hey, here's some tickets.
Hi, I'm Ross. That was the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
I'm Ross. Hey, I'm Ross. I'm the real Mahoney.
No, you're not. You've been here for a year. We've been here for 13.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
So 311 are coming to town. They're going to be performing over at Mandalay Bay Beach on August 18th with New Politics. We're doing Know the Show in a couple of minutes. Your chance to win some tickets to the show all this week for Know the Show. So hopefully you've been paying attention. Dave Mahoney, X107.5.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
We had a very angry listener earlier today. Furious at Mahoney, and rightfully so, because he was insulting one of her favorite celebrities. Do you know who that was for Know the Show? We've got some tickets to 311 and New Politics. They are performing live together 8/18, so August 18th over at Mandalay Bay Beach. No one better than 311 to play like the outdoor Mandalay Bay Beach. You know, you can sort of wade in the water and hang out while you watch 311.
Perfect,
like,
summertime
perfect
band.
Perfect summertime show.
Like 311 doesn't need to tour any time besides summer.
Yeah, just do like four shows during the summer and that's it.
Call it a day.
Yeah. But Gabs was furious with Mahoney. If you know who the celebrity was that she really loves that Mahoney does not, 702-791-1075. To give you a little bit more of a little more context of what we're talking about, here is the clip.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
What? Gabs is not happy that you were talking smack about
talking about. Don't even get me started right now, Mahoney. I love you, but I will pop you in the eye.
God, I love Gab so much. X1075, what's your name?
Dustin.
Hey, Dustin, what's the correct answer?
Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer is right!
Yeah! Nothing's gonna
ever keep you down. Hey, congratulations to you, man. 311 and New Politics together. August the 18th, you're going for free.
Oh, sweet. Awesome. Thanks.
Did you know that there is a Kelsey Grammer sex tape that exists?
No.
And it was first brought to public light 20 years ago.
And everyone's like, nah, we're good.
Yeah, he actually sued and got it suppressed. So that's how, like, back in the day, you know, before it was...
Before we just put it on the internet and then it was everywhere. Yeah. And also, if celebrities don't want their sex tapes out, there's ways to make sure they don't actually get
out. Or at least they don't get sold.
Yeah.
They'll get out, but they don't get sold.
All right, congratulations to you, man. Enjoy the show.
Thanks so much.
Two final things before we get out of here.
Yeah.
One, ESPN is bringing back Hank Williams Jr. to Monday Night Football.
Are you ready for some football?
Are you ready for
some
football?
So they finally said it's been long enough since...
He made some pretty stupid comments back in 2011.
Yeah.
And they were disparaging of the then President Barack Obama, or at least some people thought they were. So they decided to give him the boot. Well, here we are 6 years later, and they're like, you know what? That's as far as theme songs go, that was the best, so we're going to go ahead and bring that back.
It's certainly better. I mean, certainly better than the NBC... What is that?
Carrie Underwood
theme. It's just, I don't know if you should bring him back for that. I always like the Are You Ready for Some Football? But I feel like saying, okay, it's been 6 years. Now we're going to bring you back. So that kind of justifies everything that you said in the past.
Yeah. But he hasn't done anything wrong in the past 6 years. I think he's served his time.
Yeah.
And then one final thing. Just announced the Canelo and Triple G fight is going to be happening here in Las Vegas.
At T-Mobile, probably?
T-Mobile Arena, exactly.
Nice.
September 16th at T-Mobile, so that is brand new news.
I wanted to, one last thing about ESPN.
Sure.
And how ESPN has just fallen off and become just a complete joke.
Okay.
How dare they fire John Clayton?
Yeah.
Like, seriously. And if you don't know who John Clayton is.
John Clayton was the
most
awesome,
unfortunate looking man ever on television.
He looks like a shaved ferret.
Yes.
Oh.
But he is. The reason he was on TV for 20 plus years is because He is one of the best reporters in the NFL and in sports in general, and they fired him.
Yeah, if you recall, they did an awesome commercial with him where they have him on green screen and it cuts away, and he takes off his fake suit that he's wearing. He's got his Megadeth shirt on.
He's got a ponytail, living in his mom's house. Yeah. It was one of the best, and I can't believe they got rid of him.
They got rid of John Clayton, so yeah.
Bring back Hank Williams Jr.? Is that what it's for?
They had to cut some budget, man.
Shaved ferret.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a shaved ferret.
He's a very talented man.
He's a very talented man.
Another way of saying he's ugly.
Nice personality.
Yeah.
Mornings on X 107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.